A town hall-style meeting took place at Anchorage's Bean Cafe on Tuesday to highlight the dangers of living outside through the upcoming winter. Bean serves daily meals to those who are homeless and the working poor. Yesterday's meeting featured speakers from the Anchorage Police Department, Catholic Social Services, and clients of Bean's and the Brother Francis Shelter located across the parking lot. A paper listing the warning signs of hypothermia was handed out. Susan Bomaleski is the Executive Director of Catholic Social Services. The organization runs Brother Francis Shelter. She says they want to get the word out that when temperatures drop below freezing, people need to come in from camps to shelter. She says there's been a 20% increase in people needing services this summer, and although they used to average about 133 people per day, they were close to 240 this summer and nearly had to house people in Bean's Cafe.
We didn't have to go over that and use Bean's over the summer, but we came very close. We also run a food pantry, St. Francis House Food Pantry, and we're seeing 20% increases in numbers in a food pantry. And usually a food pantry is kind of the first line of economic struggle. People will come and get food so they have more money to pay rent. So we're hoping that those numbers don't translate into increased need for shelter, but you know, we just don't know. So we're actually bringing on extra staff. The municipality is giving us a grant to help pay for some of that extra staff so that we're ready.
The numbers are bleak and growing more disturbing for poor people struggling to keep a home and food on the table. Daryl Hess with the Municipality of Anchorage said in less than 20 years, medical expenses have risen 424%, housing 174%, and all other expenses have jumped nearly 200%, while local wages have risen by 88%. Bean's Cafe Executive Director Jim Crockett says a man from Detroit recently showed up in an aging Winnebago with 9 children.
He said, "Oh, I've come up for the permanent fund. Wonderful opportunity. I understand it was $1,200 last year. Got myself and 9 kids. That's $12,000. You know, had no food, nothing. So yeah, we're seeing a huge influx of people coming in."
He says he gave the man a week's worth of food, but when he was told he wouldn't qualify for the PFD for well over a year, he didn't have any idea of what he and the 9 kids would do. He didn't have money to leave the state. Crockett has been involved with Bean's for nearly 2 decades. He says it's not just homeless people that come for meals, it's also the working poor.
People that have apartments, people that look in their refrigerators in the 9th or 10th of the month and there's nothing there. So they come down here. So I have seen more cars with more duct tape than I've ever seen before.
Crockett says he worries about the growing divide between those who can make it and those who fall into poverty.
And the difference between the people that are rich and people that are poor is just widening like crazy. You just see it. And it's frightening. You know, you don't see a middle class anymore. It's gone.
He says the town hall meetings have been good opportunities for people in need to help come up with solutions to the problems they face. One of the clients that spoke during the gathering was Nicole Nellinger. He's been on the streets on and off since arriving from Baltimore more than 20 years ago. He says the available beds for cold nights number in the hundreds, but the people who need them are in the thousands. He says he's tired of people freezing to death, so he offered a solution.
Open up the city halls. Open up the city building first floors. Put mats down. Other cities do it. And as far as cost, believe me, hiring 2 people to sit there at night and watch security or whatever is a heck of a lot cheaper than what the police department's doing, going around pulling people out of camps, taking bodies, the whole 9 yards.
He says when he first came to Anchorage, the average age of the homeless was somewhere in the 40s. Now he sees more people in their 20s. He says he's homeless by choice, but most people aren't. They're stuck, and they can't just go away.
Heck, I ain't got 20 cents. How am I going to get a dollar coffee? How are they going to leave?
There is at least partial relief on the horizon with an expansion of Clare House that will add 73 beds for homeless women and children, and a 2012 draft plan for the municipality that seeks proposals for housing specific to those with mental health issues or those who have been released from incarceration.